Good morning, everyone, and welcome back out into the Australian bush. There's a lot of activity, but there is a lot of mozzies around. I'm just praising the Lord for good bug spray. Today, I want to ask you a question. What if the doctors told you that you just had 30 days to live? Well, I know that's not a question that makes you smile or makes you happy, but I think it's something that's worth thinking about and addressing from a biblical perspective. So, if you found you had 30 days to live, what would you do? Would you act differently? Well, to get started, I'm going to let Tim McGraw, a country music artist, give you some suggestions.
He said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend a friend would like to have. All of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Dying, to live like you were dying.
Okay, what do you think? I know some of you would probably go skydiving, and if that's what you want to do, Julie, my wife, has already done that, so she's experienced in the skydiving. I don't know if anybody would want to take a ride on a bull named Fu Manchu, but if that's what you want to do, well, just go for it. McGraw makes some other suggestions as well. He says love deeper, speak sweeter, and give forgiveness that you've been denying. All really good things to consider even before you get a 30-day diagnosis. And there was one for those of us who are husbands. It says that we should be better husbands. And I think that's a good one for us to consider and to apply. But something he did say is took a look in the good book. And today, that's what I want to do, because that is the only place that we can get a real, honest-to-goodness perspective of what it's all about when we're looking at the end of our journey. Before we do that, let's pray. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for safety. Father, I pray that you look after the people in Port Macquarie who just went through a horrible storm yesterday. Pray everybody is safe and give them the ability to get everything back going again. Thank you for our emergency services who have been diligently working so well. Lord, now open our eyes and help us to talk about and understand, or better understand, this difficult subject. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's jump in and see what the Bible has to say about all of this. But first, I want to give you an illustration that I've thought about for years. Often we see funerals of people in third world countries, and they lose a loved one, and there is an awful lot of weeping and wailing. And it really is a sad scene to see that. I even mentioned this to Ken Johnson, who used to be a missionary in New Guinea, and he described that very thing, where people would line the streets and they would weep and fall on the ground. Now let me ask you, as Christians, is that how we're supposed to respond to someone's passing? Well, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse number 13. Paul says this, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep." Now, we know he's talking about those who are dead. And then he goes on, "that you may not grieve as others who do not have any hope." Do you get that? We're not supposed to grieve like those in third world countries who have no hope, or even first world countries of people who have no hope. So, when someone passes into the forever, let's not respond as people who have no hope. So, what will happen to those who have gone on? Well, if they're Christians, Paul gives us the answer, verse number 14. "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again," and you do, don't you? "Even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep." So we know those who have gone on, when Christ returns, Jesus will bring those with him. So those who go on are with Christ, and he'll bring them back with him. Now, we don't have to collapse. We don't have to grieve like people who have no hope. Because for a loved family member who's a Christian, or a Christian brother and sister, when they go on, we're not saying goodbye. We're saying, see you later. And it's a reality according to the Bible. So, how about the one who's leaving? The one who's coming to the end of their journey? Well, how should we respond? Well, let's look at how the Apostle Paul responded to his impending death. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 23, "For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, and which is far better than this life." For what he knew about Jesus, he had a strong desire to go on and get started enjoying it. Oh, he did have the added insight of going of his trip into the third heaven, where he saw things that he described that he was not able to even express or write about. So he had some interesting insight. So as Christians, listen, we're not supposed to be afraid of death. Now, I'm going to admit something. I do admit that the process of dying worries me just a little bit, but God will be with me during that time. But you see, death doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all, because Jesus has removed the sting of death. He has defeated death, hell, and the grave. Can you say, praise the Lord? Okay, let's get back to the question that I asked at the beginning. If you were told that you only had 30 days to live, what would you do? Well, first of all, a 30-day diagnosis is not a guarantee. The doctors are pretty good with their predictions. But folks, there's a God who's in charge of that. The Bible says that God knows the day of our beginning and the day of our end. And he's always in there working. I've heard of people who've had a six-month diagnosis and they've lived for years and years and years. So remember, there is a God who's in charge of the day we die. So how should we live with that kind of prognosis? What should we do if we heard that? Well, let me make a few suggestions. First, have you ever said, when something happens, then I'll do this or that? I know, now you've done it and I've done it. Maybe you said, when I get a promotion, then I'll go on a long holiday. Well, that would be fun. Or maybe you said, when that person that hurts me asks for forgiveness, then I'll forgive them. Well, have you ever figured you may not have that person ask? Listen, we need to turn our whens into now. We may never see the things that we are looking for, so I think we might as well go ahead and do what's right now, don't you think? Or maybe the Lord has prompted you to share your faith, and some of us would say, well, I'll just wait until I'm more comfortable with that before I share my faith. You ever said that? Well, the only way to get comfortable with sharing your faith is to share your faith. You got to practice it, just like an athlete. It's got to practice it over and over and over and over. And the more you practice, the better you get. So go ahead now and share your faith. Well, there's another suggestion that I want to make. Have you ever said, well, I intend to do this or that, but eventually you never do what you said that you intended to do? Well, we need to turn our intentions into actions. I intend to get in shape. Or maybe I intend to be a better person. And you could probably list the things out that you personally have intended to do. And I guess a 30-day diagnosis would be a good reason to get started, dug into those things that you have intended to do in the past. And as Tim McGraw said in his song, maybe you should live now like you were dying. Now, there is just one more thing that I want to look at. Have you ever said, I will sell out to Jesus when life slows down a little bit, or maybe when I get a little older? Well, maybe you'll do a Bible study, or you'll start giving to the church, or when life slows down, you'll stop playing with your Christianity and you'll get real with it. Well, I believe that right now would be a great time to go ahead and get all in with your Christian walk. You see, I think a lot of people have been inoculated against selling out. Well, let me explain. When we get a flu shot, we get just a touch of the flu, and it's so small that the body is able to develop some defenses, and it keeps us from getting the flu, and that just makes us stronger, and we don't get the flu. Unfortunately, I think there's a lot of people who have been inoculated. You have just a little bit of Jesus, and you're comfortable with that, and that's all you want. Unfortunately, that brings us to the point where we're comfortable and we say, I'm just not going to sell out. I've got enough of Jesus. That's all that I want. Is that the way it is with you? Well, I believe if we ever intend to sell out to Jesus, then right now is the time. Right now. Then when you see him face to face, you'll hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I think that's what we all want. But that also means that we need to stop playing Christian and get all in for Jesus Christ. So, we should turn our wins into now. Do it now. We need to turn our intentions into actions. Stop saying, "I intend to do this or that." Just do it, as Nike says. We need to go ahead and sell out and get all in for Jesus Christ. Well, then we can begin living without regret. Let me share something with you that the great theologian Snoopy the dog had to say about this. Charlie Brown one day says, "Snoopy, we only live once." Well, Snoopy responds, "No, Charlie Brown, we die once, but we live every day." You get the point? Pretty good words from Mr. Snoopy. Now, one more thing, if you're that Christian who received the diagnosis and in fact you go on and be with the Lord, you may be wondering, well, what's that going to be like? Well, I'm not completely sure. But let's let John, the apostle we're studying, give us some insight into that. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 2. "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." I don't know what that's going to look like. Like John said, we don't know. But it must be so much better than it is right now. Are you waiting on that? Are you ready to get all in with Jesus? And then you can look forward to that day when you see him face to face on that day. What a great day that will be. Father, help us now to just grasp this. Help us now to sell out to you. Lord, we have no promise of tomorrow. But Lord, we can get things ready now to when that day comes. We'll go on and live with Jesus. And when we see him, we'll be just like him. In Jesus' name, amen.